Far away in space, I inserted the chip into the slot. The next second, I was awakened inside the bionic body at my home on Earth. This is the cutting-edge technology specifically developed by the government for us astronauts. It allowed me, while performing monotonous tasks in space, to spend my free time back home with my family. That day, I was sleeping at home when I suddenly sensed someone breaking in, grabbed a baseball bat and went downstairs, only to find a group of gangsters. They claimed that the technology I was using violated the laws of nature, so they were here to destroy it. A few of them grabbed me and slashed open my arm. It didn't bleed, as the inside was cold metal. At that moment, a man struck my head, and I instantly awoke and Spay hurriedly inserted the chip into the slot and connected to Earth's bionic man again. But at that moment, I had already been tied up, and my wife and child had also been bound by them. Furious weather, we were all bionic. The gang brutally killed my wife and child and destroyed my bionic body. In space, I was overcome with grief. The mission cycle was 6 years, and my partner and I had only completed 2. How was I supposed to get through the rest of it? My colleague Tom, hearing what had happened, often came to comfort me, but I simply couldn't move on. From then on, I was like a man with his soul gone. Nothing could spark my interest. Because this mission required 2 people to operate the station, and there were only the 2 of us. Even though he could still enjoy life through his bionic body, he became worried about me. To help me recover, Tom and his wife decided to let me use his bionic man to breathe fresh air on Earth. Tom's wife felt sorry for me and agreed. Back on the station, Tom inserted his chip, allowing me to connect to his bionic body. Returning to Earth, I felt a sense of belonging I hadn't felt in ages. The feeling of standing on solid ground was wonderful. Tom's wife showed me around their home, and we took a walk together in the forest. But as we walked, memories of my tragedy flooded back, and I broke down in tears. Back at the space station, I thanked Tom deeply and felt much better. Tom didn't think much of it and disconnected from the android to go home. But when he next returned to the station, he found that I had drawn a picture of his wife without clothes. He didn't want to explain further, and soon I made an unreasonable request.